I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This program has been paid for by N3 Oceanic Incorporated. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of N3 Oceanic or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT. Always consult your doctor or other qualified medical professional before beginning any exercise, diet, or nutritional program. Results quoted are not typical. Your results will vary. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, hello there, and welcome into another edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. My name is Paul Perillo, and as we like to refer to this program, it could be the most important hour spent listening to the radio when it comes to your overall health. And on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, we're going to be talking about cholesterol. Yes, it's all about your cholesterol. It's all about knowing the difference between the HDL and the LDL, your triglycerides, why cholesterol is so important, why we need to know what our numbers are. And then we're going to be talking about some of the products from Rescue that could help you get a control over your cholesterol. Look, a lot of times, and you know it because you're sitting there across the desk from the doctor when he or she is reaching into the drawer to pull out the prescription pad because they want to give you a statin medication to control your cholesterol. You don't have to do that. We're going to talk about some of the products here from Rescue, safe, effective, natural products that can help you get control of your cholesterol. Those products that we'll be talking about, first of all the omega-3s, that's right, it begins with the Rescue 1250. We'll talk about the LDL-X2, the level LDL, but not metabolic, the LDL-Q10, and all the other Rescue products. And, of course, we'll invite your phone calls as we move through the hour. But as we get the program started, we have to welcome in our good friend, Dr. Eric Levy, who joins us here on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. Dr. Levy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
We often talk about cholesterol here on the program, and a lot of people may think they know what cholesterol is, what our numbers should be. But I think a good place to begin is, what exactly is this thing that we have to concern ourselves with, this word that oftentimes sends chills up and down people's spines because maybe their cholesterol levels are a little too high or very high? So what is cholesterol?
You know, that's a great place to start, Paul. And really, you know, cholesterol is really a fat substance, and it's an organic molecule from the sterol family, and that's where the sterol comes from, the cholesterol. But unlike triglycerides, which are standard fats, cholesterol really has no fatty acids attached to it. So what we have to understand, Paul, is it's the major structural component of our cell membranes. So, you know, people think of cholesterol as this horrible, bad thing, and we have to get rid of it all, but we couldn't survive without cholesterol. As I said, it really makes up our cell membranes. And cholesterol, Paul, is very abundant in our nerve and brain tissue. So we can't live without it. It's also a precursor for vitamin D. Vitamin D starts as cholesterol, and then there are reactions that turn it into vitamin D. And it's also the precursor to many important hormones in our body. What we have to remember is cholesterol really only occurs in foods of animal origin. And another good thing to remember is that our bodies, remember we talk about essential fatty acids. Well, sure. Cholesterol, we don't use the term essential next to it because our bodies can synthesize cholesterol. So really, therefore, we don't really need it in our diets. But of course, especially in the Western diet, we consume cholesterol, and we consume more than we need to or more than we should. Because in fact, Paul, most of our cholesterol is really synthesized in our livers. So that's really, you know, cholesterol 101. And now, you know, I think something else that's important, Paul, is really, you know, we talk about cholesterol and we talk about LDL and HDL, but what is that? What does that mean? And, you know, the LDL is, you know, is really the cholesterol linked to a protein, so we call it a lipoprotein. And by binding that cholesterol to certain proteins, really what that protein acts as is just think of it as a transport vehicle. Because now once that cholesterol is linked to that protein, it can be carried in the blood. And, you know, that's what these proteins do. They connect to these different types of fats, and they act as a vehicle to think of, you know, a GPS or drive those lipids or drive those cholesterols throughout our blood. And that's really what that LDL and HDL stands for. And the H stands for high-density lipoproteins, and the L stands for low-density lipoproteins. And the way I always remembered it in medical school is L stands for lethal and H stands for healthy. So the HDL is our healthy cholesterol, and the LDL cholesterol is that cholesterol that we would like to lower, because the LDL is that's that cholesterol that ends up sticking to the walls of our vessels. So, you know, I think that's really enough in the weeds, as we say, in getting that knowledge base on what cholesterol is. And now I think the importance of this show is to understand, you know, you and I will talk about our numbers and what the numbers mean, and really how we can affect those numbers and how we can lower those numbers in many different ways.
When we talk about cholesterol, however, it's, you know, it's the big word that everybody's concerned with, but we really need to understand the breakdown between the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. And I think that's where little people get, that's where people of all sizes, with all due respect to little people out there, people of all sizes are concerned about you know, the ratio of good cholesterol to bad cholesterol, but we oftentimes just walk out of the doctor's office being told, oh, your cholesterol looks okay. So we take it, we grab onto that, but we really don't understand what the breakdown is all about. So let's discuss the bad cholesterol versus the good cholesterol.
Well, sure, Paul, and as I said, the bad cholesterol is really the LDL cholesterol and also our triglycerides. And, you know, I think it's also, you know, we talked about what cholesterol is, Paul, but we didn't even really mention what triglycerides are. And triglycerides are really the fats. We talk about saturated fats and unsaturated fats, right? And the polyunsaturated fats. And when you think of the saturated fats, you think of the solid fats. And, you know, that's you know, like the animal fat and, you know, other types of fat that are solid at room temperature. The unsaturated fats are more liquid at room temperature. That's really what the triglycerides are. The triglycerides are just our standard fats that we talk about. But we don't want to have high triglycerides in our blood either. So we really want to lower our triglyceride levels. We want to lower our HDL levels. And we want to increase our HDL levels. And, you know, again, there are, you know, I think that, you know, you and I always talk about three important things that we need to focus on, and that's sleep, exercise, and nutrition. And exercise, Paul, is one of the best ways to increase our good cholesterol. HDL levels are elevated in people that exercise. And when we talk about exercise, Paul, we really talk about exercising more than 150, at least 150 minutes a week. That's really 30 minutes a day for 5 days, to really break it down. But those, again, that exercise regularly will have higher HDL levels than someone that doesn't exercise. We also talk about the nutritional side of things and how important it is to really focus on a diet high in omega-3s and lower in omega-6s. And a good diet to model after is really the Mediterranean diet. Quite frankly, a poor diet to model after is really the standard or traditional Western diet that really is a diet that is higher in cholesterol, higher in triglycerides, therefore causing the issues or problems in some people with increased cholesterol levels.
So as we talk about cholesterol here, I'm going to open up the phone lines a little bit earlier than usual. So I know there are people out there with questions about cholesterol. What do I need to do if my cholesterol is too high? What do I need to do if my good cholesterol is right where it needs to be, but I'm not quite sure if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm on the right rescue products. Maybe you want to know about diet. Look, a lot of people out there struggle with cholesterol, and they try their best, their very best, to eat like that Mediterranean diet that we talk about here on the program, and yet their cholesterol numbers aren't where they need to be or where they should be. So phone lines are open now. You can jump on board and talk with Dr. Lebby. It's all about cholesterol. If you have a question on another topic, that's fine too. We'll invite all phone calls here, but primarily we're talking about cholesterol. 855-839-1210. That's right. You could call in right now. 855-839-1210. You can use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. And when you call in, you're going to get a free bottle of Rescue 1250. That's what we're all about. We're about educating you, informing you, and also having you share in some of these rescue products like the Rescue 1250. We know that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there that are on at least the Rescue 1250. Hey, how are you doing on the rescue products, namely the Rescue 1250? Maybe you're trying some of the other rescue products as it pertains to cholesterol, like the Level LDL, the LDL-X2, or the LDL-Q10. We want to hear from you. So give us a call now. We're going to get ready for a break. When we come back from the break, you'll be the first person up to talk with Dr. Lebby and get your free bottle of Rescue 1250. Now, the company has a great promotion for you to take advantage of. If you're concerned about your cholesterol, and who is it these days? Look, if you want to get control of that cholesterol, you don't want to be on a statin medication, you say you're trying your darndest to get the cholesterol levels down where they need to be, then listen up. The company has for you an exclusive savings of 35% off on all Rescue single bottles when you use the radio code coupon, which is WPHT35OFF. That's right. When you go online to shop or you call in, you have to use this radio coupon code WPHT, the number 35OFF. 35% savings on all Rescue single bottles. Plus, if you place an order today, you're going to get bonus free shipping. Now, if you place an order any other day this week, you're going to have to spend $99 in order to get that bonus free shipping. So look, 35% savings, bonus free shipping, but you got to act now. So you can go online right this very moment to myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And remember, they spell rescue R-E-S-Q. R-E-S-Q. MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. And you can take advantage of this offer there. Or if you want to call in and talk with someone in the call center will open up in about 40-some minutes. You can jot this number down, 1-800-26-ALIVE. So don't miss out on this offer. 35% savings. Order today. You're going to get bonus free shipping. But it's all about cholesterol. Get control of your cholesterol right now. 1-800-26-ALIVE or MyRescueProducts.com. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo, along with Dr. Eric Lebby, and we're talking about cholesterol on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. Phone lines are open right now, 855-839-1210. Yeah, get in right now, and you'll be among the first callers up. 855-839-1210. You'll get a free bottle of Rescue 1250 to boot also. You can use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. And again, that'll get you in line to talk about your issue here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All right, so we talk about the safe, effective, natural way to get control of your cholesterol with the rescue products. So what if my LDL level is too high? Which of the rescue products, Dr. Lebby, is going to be right for me to get that LDL level right where it needs to be?
Well, Paul, you know, as you and I always say, it starts, all starts with the Rescue 1250 and, you know, the powers of choice. So, you know, really when I'm saying an omega-3, I'm really talking about any of the eight omega-3s that come from the rescue family. That includes the Rescue 1250 liquid, the Rescue 1250 soft gels, the 1250 lemon soft gels, 1250 plus, the Calamarine, the Rescue 2500 TG, the Rescue 03 Max liquid, which is a great new re-esterified triglyceride that you only need to take a teaspoon and a half a day. And it's a nice, subtle orange flavor. And if you're in a rush and you're running around all day and you can't take multiple doses during the day, I think that's a great product. And then the Rescue Arctic Cod, which is, again, another newer re-esterified triglyceride. That is a little different in the fact that it is also fortified with vitamin D. So three of those soft gels, you get 1,000 international units of vitamin D3. So right there is a way to slightly increase your HDL levels and lower your LDL levels and also significantly lower your triglyceride levels. But when you're focusing on LDL, Paul, a really good way to decrease those LDL levels is with the Rescue LDL XQ10, formerly the Rescue Red Yeast Rice. So it's now the Rescue LDL XQ10. And if you add that to the omega-3, you're really going to be impressed with the way that your LDL levels decrease. Now we can't mention those two products without talking about the Combos trial,
sure,
which really focused on combining the Rescue LDL XQ10 or the Red Yeast Rice with the omega-3. And what that study showed was that LDL levels decreased by 30%, which was actually a percentage point higher than just the statins alone. So the importance of combining the LDL XQ10 and the Rescue 1250 or any of the other omega-3s, I can't stress enough the importance of that when trying to lower our LDL levels. And I did that, Paul, personally myself a couple years ago, and sure, I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's important again to bring up my numbers. And I had been taking the Rescue 1250 for years, and also the Cell Power, and the only thing that I changed or made different was I added the LDL, the Red Yeast Rice, now which is the Rescue LDL XQ10. I took it in about 6 months after taking it. I took my lab work again, and my lab work before taking the LDL XQ10, my total cholesterol was 214. After doing the LDL XQ10, my total cholesterol went down to 150. So that's a 70% decrease in my total cholesterol. My LDL was, not too bad. It was 129, but after adding the LDL XQ10, my LDL levels went from 129 down to 70. That is a 54% decrease in LDL. My triglycerides went from 95 to 63. That's a 66% decrease. So when you're looking at total cholesterol, Paul, that's another number that we talk about. And remember, total cholesterol, it's kind of a weird thing, because you figure, well, if total cholesterol is my HDL plus my LDL plus my triglycerides, why is my number not adding up? It's because total cholesterol, Paul, is your HDL level plus your LDL level plus 20% of your triglyceride level. And that's what gives us our total cholesterol level. So, when you're looking at these numbers, just understand that when you're talking about total cholesterol, that number is important to be within a specific range, but you really have to break down that total cholesterol, because someone might have a very elevated HDL level and, a normal to slightly high LDL level, but just those two numbers alone are going to give you an increased total cholesterol number. So that's when we talk about breaking the numbers down and really focusing on what your specific numbers are, because you know, having a very high HDL level compared to your LDL level can be very important when we talk about looking at different ratios. These numbers can be broken down and looked at in different ways. We can look at our HDL to, you know, LDL to HDL ratio. We can look at our total cholesterol ratio to our HDL ratio. And these numbers broken down really can tell us, you know, and stratify what our risk is for cardiovascular disease. So when you look at your cholesterol to HDL ratio, you know, the lower that number is, the less risk you have for having cardiovascular disease or coming down with a cardiovascular event. So, you know, that's just something to think about when you're talking about breaking down the numbers.
All right. What we're going to do here, and I'm going to ask Frank, and thank him for his patience. So we're going to come to you, Frank, as soon as we get back from the break. It's a short break that's coming up here. So you'll be the first caller up as soon as we come back from the break here on Talk Radio 1210. Phone lines are open, 855-839-1210. If you want to get in, you can get right in line behind Frank. Get that free bottle of Rescue 1250, 855-839-1210. We're talking about cholesterol. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push #1210. Weekend offer? Yeah, you got to take advantage of this. You're going to save 35% right off the get-go. 35% savings off all Rescue single bottles when you use the coupon code exclusive to our show, WPHT35OFF. That's WPHT, the number 35, OFF. 35% savings, whether you're buying one bottle, five bottles, 10 bottles, 35% savings. Now, if you place your order today, you're going to get bonus free shipping. And again, that's regardless of how many bottles you buy. Sometimes people like to stock up on a few of the products. Maybe they're just looking for one product. They want to try something new. You're going to get that bonus free shipping. So 35% savings, regardless of how many bottles you order, bonus free shipping only today. If you place an order any other time during the week, that order is going to have to be over $99 in order to get the bonus free shipping. So what you could do right now is go online to that exclusive webpage that they've set up for you to take advantage of this offer. It's all things Rescue at this special page just for our WPHT listeners. And it is myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And remember, they spell Rescue, R-E-S-Q. MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT. Or in a half hour, you could call the toll-free number 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, and talk to a friendly, knowledgeable rescue consultant. So what are you waiting for? Well, you know, you need to take up the cause of cholesterol right now. You say you don't know what your cholesterol numbers are. You can still get started on these products. If you are suspecting that your cholesterol numbers are out of whack, out of line, you're going for that blood workup. You don't have to wait until you go for that blood report. Start now. And it all begins myrescueproducts.com/WPHT or myrescueproducts.com. That's the myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, that exclusive webpage there, or you could call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy. And we have a few callers on the line. Looks like everybody is awake in New Jersey, because New Jersey is answering the challenge to call in and speak with Dr. Levy. So I'm going to ask everybody to be patient. We're going to get things started here as we say hello to Frank, who joins us from Williamstown, New Jersey. Hey there, Frank. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Dr. Levy. Hi. Frank. I just had a question, not concerning the cholesterol, but it's a problem that I've been having for quite a while now. I am with chronic, sinus congestion, sinusitis, and I was just wondering if there would be a rescue product that would probably be able to help me out with that.
Okay. Sure, Frank. Well, the issue with chronic sinusitis, that itis is at the end of that term, and that's really inflammation. So at times your sinuses can become very inflamed, and at times it can be bacterial, at times it can be viral. And at times it's just an inflammatory process. And that's really where some of the rescue products can help you. Specifically one of the omega-3s. And if you're not taking one of the omega-3s, I definitely recommend, Frank, that you get on one of the rescue products like the Rescue 1250. If you've never even been on one, I would definitely recommend starting with the Rescue 1250 or any of the other seven omega-3s. The other issue that you're having, again, is with inflammation. And the other product that you can consider taking is the Rescue Glycomarine, because, again, that's another natural anti-inflammatory. And I really think that the Glycomarine can also help you. And those two put together can really make a big difference. And lastly, actually, if you're having pain from this sinusitis, then I think the Rescue Curcumin Ultra might be a good idea for you also. So they're really the three products, Frank, that I would recommend for you: the Rescue 1250, the Rescue Glycomarine, and the Rescue Curcumin Ultra.
Curcumin Ultra. Okay, just sounds great. All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Frank.
All right, Frank, hang on the line and make sure we get your information. We're going to get you a free bottle of Rescue 1250. Frank, joining us from Williamstown, New Jersey. That frees up a line, 855-839-1210. And, you know, Frank is not alone. I mean, one thing that we've been hearing over the past week is that the pollen count has been extremely high, too, and that only aggravates the situation when you're dealing with chronic sinusitis like he is. And so, he's not necessarily alone in suffering with this condition, but get started on some of these rescue products, and you don't, you could put those worries aside about the pollen count and allergies and all that other stuff that comes with the change of season, like we experienced this past week, where the temperature got well into the 80s on Friday and Saturday. All right, back to the phones. We're going to say hello to Bill, who joins us from Burlington, New Jersey. You're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey there, Bill.
Greetings.
Hi.
Hello, Bill.
Yes, how are you?
Good, and you?
Well, you know, I take supplements coincident with what you're advertising. You always worry about the quality of the supplements you're taking. I am a regular taker of Omega product and Reggie's rice, garlic, and CoQ10. We always worry about the quality of what we're taking.
Sure.
I buy mine from the local pharmacies, department stores. I take them religiously. I live a very highly stressed life, but I truly believe, and I've taken these products for years, that they stave off the heart attack. Now, I could do better on, you know, physical management and losing weight and all that, and I'm not so great on that. But I think these the things I mentioned, which you're promoting tonight, I think they stave off the heart attack. And I'm specifically talking about CoQ10 combined with Reggie's rice, the omega, and the garlic. And I'm curious hearing a little about your product. And, of course, I'd love you to send me the free sample, and I could become a customer.
Okay. Well, all what right, I'm going to do, it's always about the free product, Bill. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, and I'll have Dr. Levy explain further.
Sure. And Bill is, you know, again, you know, I do agree with Bill that it's the ingredients, absolutely. The red yeast rice that's there. But I think the key is knowing the quality. Are you getting what you're taking? And to be honest with you, it's very hard for me to stand behind a product or agree with a product that someone says that they're taking from the pharmacy or drugstore or a supermarket or Sam's Place. You know, I have some patients say, geez, I got this bucket of omega-3s, and it cost me, you know, $15 for like 2,000 soft gels. You know, it's going to last me 3 months. Yeah, well, the key is you got to look at the ingredients, and you have to look at the quality of what you're dealing with. And to answer your question, Bill, is I really don't think there's a product that is more potent, pure, powerful than the rescue products. And the reason why I recommend the rescue products to my patients, my family, and my friends is that I've done a lot of research on it, and they really are the best products out there. The thing about, you know, drug stores and the supplement aisle is that none of that is regulated. It's not regulated by the FDA. Paul and I could start our Paul and Lebby's fish oil, make a really cool bottle with a really cool picture on it. We could pay the store to put it right at eye level, and we could get some good-looking guy or gal promote our product for us and make money off of it. Now, that doesn't mean that what we have inside the bottle is quality. Fortunately, the N3 Oceanic, the company, the rescue products, they focus on what's behind the label. And I know our regular listeners know what Eurofins is, but that's a one of the top toxicology labs in the world. And they look for over 250 impurities in the omega-3s. And, you know, that stamp of approval is on that bottle. So you know that the, process of giving us the most powerful, potent, and pure products out there is there. So the reason why I recommend, Bill, the rescue products to my patients, friends, and family members is that I know what's in the bottles. And you're absolutely right. The right amount of CoQ10 is very important. The right amount of red yeast rice and the quality of the red yeast rice and the quality of the omega-3s is very important. And that's why I truly feel you will get your best results with the products from the Rescue family.
And, Bill, we're going to send you that free bottle of Rescue 1250 and try it out. And let us know how you're making out, and we'd be most interested to see get your reaction to the Rescue 1250. And that frees up a line in New Jersey, 855-839-1210. Actually, that's a toll-free number. Wherever you are hearing my voice right now, you can jump on board, 855-839-1210. If you want to use your cell phone, you could also use your cell phone by pushing pound 1210. That'll put you right to the top of the list as we continue on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. It's all about cholesterol, and we're talking about LDL levels, HDL levels. I want to also talk a little bit about triglycerides, because that's another in our blood workup that we need to concern ourselves with, triglycerides. And, you know, what can we do if our triglyceride level, when that blood workup comes back, is way too high? Is there a rescue product that could actually help us? And I know the Rescue 1250 goes a long way to helping with triglycerides, but is there a specific product that might be able to target triglycerides?
Well, and Paul, I really think that specific product is any of the, you know, really are any of the omega-3s that are available to us. The issue with the triglycerides, Paul, is, you know, we talk about limiting our fat intake, specifically saturated fats. And again, as I said earlier, the saturated fats, Paul, are the fats that are solid at room temperature. The only one that's really not solid at room temperature is coconut oil. And we've heard such great things over the past couple years about coconut oil, and now what we're finding is it's really not a good thing, because the coconut oil is very high in saturated fats, and they're the type of fats that we really need to stay away from. We need to focus more on the unsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, which are really more of the fats in the liquid form, the vegetable fats. You know, that's the kind of fat that we need to focus on. But as far as lowering our triglyceride levels, we really need to keep those triglyceride levels under 150, preferably even lower if we can. And a great way to do that is with the Rescue 1250 or any of the other omega-3s from the Rescue family, Paul.
So as we talk about cholesterol, and there are a lot of people out there that say, no matter what I try to do, it's just inherited that I'm going to have high cholesterol because my parents had high cholesterol, my grandparents had high cholesterol, my brothers and sisters, we all have high cholesterol. There's nothing that I could do to bring those cholesterol levels down. And of course, the first thing we're going to say is, well, you're not really paying attention to the show. What role does heredity, hereditary factors, genes have to do when it comes to the whole issue of cholesterol?
Paul, it plays a very big role, and we've heard the term familial hypercholesterolemia, where people can have extremely high cholesterol levels, and it's very important to understand that genetics does play a key role, and that's very important to be aware of, because we talk about changing our family history. Well, if you put your head in the sand and don't do anything about it, and you have a history of high cholesterol in your family, and if that's the case, you probably have people having cardiac events at an earlier age.
Sure.
And if you just put your head in the sand, well, guess what? You're right. It's going to happen to you, and it doesn't matter what you do. That's true. But if you're proactive about the situation and you really fight to break that pattern that's occurring in your family, that's where it all starts, Paul. And that's why you should work, very, very hard at lowering your cholesterol, because we know what high cholesterol does. We know that it's linked to cardiovascular disease. We know that high cholesterol is linked to atherosclerosis. It's so very important, Paul, to keep, for someone that knows about a family history, to keep it down and do your best to eat properly, do your best to exercise properly, do your best to try these products, these supplement, natural supplements that can really make a huge difference in your life. I mean, imagine, Paul, knowing that your father had a heart attack at 45. And knowing that his father had a heart attack at 42, if you know that information, Paul, that's the pattern that you can break.
Sure.
Why just stand in line and take what's coming to you? Why not really try to make that switch? Why not try to make that move? Using an analogy to sports, if you keep driving up the middle, and they keep blocking your shot, you got to change what you're doing, or the same thing's going to happen again. So thankfully the process is finally working with the Sixers, and we have a win in the playoffs, but that's the whole key, is you have to make that change. You can't just continue to do the same thing. What do they say, Paul? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. You have to take control, and you have to be proactive, as we say, instead of reactive. Are you going to say, well, geez, my dad died at 48, his dad died at 46, his dad's dad died at this age, so I guess it's just going to happen to me. No, the outcome, so now it's time to try to change it. And exercise, sleep, and nutrition, and really considering taking some of these products, can make such a difference in your life, and it's such an easy thing to do. It's a phone call away. Yeah, the exercise is tough, Paul, and changing up your diet is tough. Getting the proper amount of sleep is tough. All of those things are tough, but very, very important to do. I don't think it's that tough to take a supplement or two or three. That really is what can make a difference when it comes to affecting the rest of your body. And remember, Paul, you bring this up a lot, and I can't agree with you more. If you don't do it for yourself, You know, do it for your family member.
Sure.
Because you're not just affecting yourself. You're affecting your significant other. You're affecting your children. You're affecting your grandchildren. And it's just such a simple thing to do and a simple thing to remedy.
And you can get started, and I think Dr. Lebby sums it up very, very, very well. You can get started right now by taking advantage of this weekend's offer where you can save 35% off all rescue products. That's right. Whether you're already on rescue products or you need to reorder or you're looking to try something like one of the Rescue Omegas or maybe the Metaboloc, look, you got to get started. And this weekend, they make it very affordable for you to save 35% on all rescue single bottles. That's right, 35% off all rescue single bottles when you use the radio show coupon code WPHT35OFF. That's WPHT, the number 35OFF. Plus, if you place your order today, you are going to get bonus free shipping, regardless of the size of your order. So you can go online right this moment, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. You can take advantage of this offer right there online, or wait about 10 minutes, call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. All right, we have one more segment straight ahead. If you want to get in and talk with Dr. Lebby, jump on board, use your cell phone, push pound 1210, or call toll-free 855-839-1210. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Lebby. And our final segment, this go-around on the Rescue Healthline, and we're talking about cholesterol. And I think, Dr. Lebby, a lot of people out there, and I'm going to sort of ask the question for those people who, for whatever reason, are afraid to call in and ask and say, well, how long is it going to take for me to get my cholesterol in check with the rescue products? You know, and I think it's a valid question because, you know, people want to know, what the prognosis is going to be. Is it going to take a few days, a few weeks, a few months to get the cholesterol where it needs to be? So how much time? And look, the other thing that I should qualify this with is that you are committing to a lifetime regimen of being on the rescue products. You know, you're going to get started on these rescue products and you're going to stick with it, especially once you see the results. So you are committing to a lifetime regimen of being on the rescue products. So what are we looking at? What's the timeline here?
Yeah, Paul, and that is a good question, and nobody knows the exact timeline. I mean, I don't think it happens in days, but I would say give yourself at least 3 to 6 months on the products. I know some of my friends that have done it, said that they took lab work 3 months later and noticed significant difference. So, I would say, talk to your physician about it or your healthcare provider and say, listen, I know I have a cholesterol problem. I really would like to try a natural way, which includes exercise and these products that we're talking about, and also just a moderate, change in my diet. Just focusing on the four food groups, Paul, not any of the fad diets that we hear or talk about, and really taking these products. I think that if you have high LDL levels, I think that taking the Rescue LDL XQ10, the Rescue 1250, or one of the other omegas, and the Rescue Cell Power is a very good start in really focusing on lowering your cholesterol. And I think a product that we really didn't mention today yet, the Rescue HDL plus No Flush Niacin, mm-hmm. Paul, is one of the few good ways out there to increase your HDL level, and it really helps improve our cholesterol profile. People that take the niacin, they can attest to that flushing that can occur with taking the niacin, but this product with a no flush niacin really takes that out of the equation when it comes to taking this product. So remember, the Rescue HDL plus no flush niacin is really a great way to increase our good cholesterol level or our HDL level. You know, another product, Paul, is Rescue LDLX 2, LDLX 2 with niacin, which is now the level LDL, which again is another great product to help lower our LDL levels. So just didn't want to get through the show without mentioning those two products.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's a challenge to each and every one of us to step up to the plate and get started on some of these products, if not all of these products, when it comes to cholesterol. And really, we, as Dr. Lebby said in, right before the last break, you know, we really do need to be proactive about our health instead of reactive. And look, it happens to everybody. We get caught up with, you know, with life. Life seems to get in the way of everything. You go to the doctor's office and he's reading you the blood results back, and you're like, you know, oh my goodness, how did it get to this point? Well, you don't have to wave the white flag in surrender, but you can take the situation into your own hands and take it under control. And before that doctor takes out the prescription pad and writes you a prescription for a statin medication, you need to have that dialogue with your doctor and say, look, I would like to go a safe, a more effective route when it comes to controlling my cholesterol, and I want to take some of these rescue products. And I think there was, it would have been on our Saturday show, there was a caller that actually called in and said they were in a similar set of circumstances, and the caller said that they went to the doctor and pretty much said, look, I want to take these products, and showed him the list of the rescue products that this person wanted to take, and the doctor pretty much never heard of it, but when he investigated a little bit further what these products were, he said, go for it, try it. And the results were great for that patient. So sometimes you have to be your own, well, most times, if not all times, you have to be your own advocate. And that's not necessarily something easy to do. Maybe you have a family member come with you into the doctor's office and sort of sit next to you and also be your advocate. But it's your health. You need to be proactive when it comes to your health, and especially when it comes to your cholesterol. Dr. Lebby, I want to thank you for your time. Another great show. Thanks to the callers who called in. And we're going to turn it around and do it again next weekend.
Paul, as always, I look forward to it, and you have a great week.
You do the same. Dr. Eric Lebby with us here on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. And look, you could get started on all of these rescue products that we've been talking about. Maybe you just want to try a few, but don't let this opportunity to save 35% pass you by. So it's 35% savings and bonus free shipping if you place your order today. And you can go online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And remember, they spell rescue, R-E-S-Q, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. You can take advantage of this offer, save 35% on all rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code, which is WPHT35OFF. WPHT, the number 35, OFF. Place your order today. You're also going to get bonus free shipping. Now, the 35% savings is in effect all week long. Bonus free shipping is off the table as of today. So if you place your order today, you get that 35% savings and the bonus free shipping. You can also call the call center now at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.